Burma. I'm Laura Wimmer. India, which ranks third globally in COVID-19 deaths and second in infections, has reported its lowest daily increase in coronavirus deaths in nearly 3 months. Health Ministry on Thursday reported 680 fatalities within a 24-hour period, the lowest in 11 weeks. The country was seeing more than 1,000 virus deaths per day last month. The ministry also reported nearly 68,000 new infections, raising India's total to more than 7.3 million. Health experts have warned about the potential for the virus to spread during the religious festival season beginning later this month, which is marked by huge gatherings of people in temples and in shopping districts. France is the latest European nation to toughen coronavirus controls, imposing a curfew in Paris and 8 other cities in step with restrictions across the continent. Elsewhere, Spain has become the coronavirus hotspot in Western Europe. A hospital president and the director of the Health Commission in the northern Chinese city of Qingdao has been fired after China's latest coronavirus outbreak. A brief notice on the city government's official microblog says the two people were placed under further investigation. No other details were given. Authorities ordered testing of all 9 million people in the city after a total of 12 cases, including those not displaying symptoms, were discovered over the weekend, accounting for China's first local transmissions in about 2 months. Similar mass testing campaigns have taken place after previous outbreaks. China, where COVID-19 is said to have originated, has largely eradicated the virus domestically, but remains on guard against imported cases and a second wave of domestic transmission. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee is poised to take the first steps toward approving Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. After the 2 days of questioning, the committee is scheduled to start considering the nomination Thursday morning. The meeting is a procedural formality and will be conducted ahead of a panel of law experts and advocates who will testify for and against Barrett's nomination. A vote by the committee isn't expected until later next week. In her Senate testimony, Barrett has stressed that she would be her own judge and sought to create distance between herself and past positions. U.S. President Donald Trump and challenger Joe Biden will compete for TV audiences and dueling town hall meetings instead of meeting face-to-face for their second debate as originally planned. The two will take questions in different cities on different networks Thursday night, Mr. Trump on NBC from Miami, Biden on ABC from Philadelphia. Trump backed out of plans for the originally scheduled presidential face-off after debate organizers shifted the format to a virtual event following Trump's coronavirus diagnosis. Three Australian citizens of Chinese ethnicity who were asked to condemn the Chinese Communist Party as they appeared before a government inquiry into diaspora issues have criticized the incident as being like McCarthyism. A Senate committee is examining the problems facing diaspora communities, and the three Chinese Australians had been invited to attend a hearing on Wednesday. The Australian Security Intelligence Organization has told the inquiry that diaspora communities are often victims of interference from foreign governments, and threats had been made against individuals on the basis of their political opinions. Australia has a tense diplomatic relationship with China, its largest trading partner, and there has been intense domestic political debate and media coverage of allegations that the Chinese government is involved in foreign interference. There are also concerns Chinese communities in Australia are experiencing racism as a byproduct. The United States has approved a lab-made antibody treatment against the Ebola virus developed by the biotech firm Regeneron after it was shown to significantly reduce the mortality rate in a clinical trial. The drug was developed using the same technology platform that the company used to produce its experimental therapy against COVID-19. Of the patients who received the treatment, nearly 34% died after 28 days, compared to 51% of the patients who received the control drug. And the International Monetary Fund is projecting a deep global recession in 2020 because of the COVID pandemic.